Very pleased now to be joined by Senator Bruce Tarr, who is the Senate Minority Leader in the Massachusetts Legislature. And Senator Tarr, welcome back to MSO. How are you doing?
Well, thanks, Rick. It's great to be with you, and thanks for the opportunity to share a few minutes on the air. I'm doing well. Like most elected officials, if not all, right now in Massachusetts, I'm spending a lot of time every day dealing with the pandemic and managing okay, but the best analogy that I've been offering folks is it is indeed like drinking from a fire hose, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
We are trying to process enormous amounts of information, both receiving and distributing, as well as work on some other important subjects. So it's a very busy time, but I'm very pleased with the way that folks are working together, not only in the legislature, but also with the governor and with our local municipal leaders and with our federal colleagues.
What's the message that you would give out to your constituents, Senator? Because we see the governor every single day hammering home physical distancing, making sure businesses are the essential businesses are open, safety first. But what's a summary for you? Here we are a couple of weeks into this thing now.
I would reemphasize the importance of taking proactive measures to prevent the spread of the virus, Rick. You know, this is something where we're all watching the news and listening to the radio and reading the newspaper, and we're hearing about the dramatic increase in confirmed cases in Massachusetts of coronavirus, and sadly, we're seeing an increase in the number of deaths every day. And so when we look at that, sometimes there would tend to be a feeling of helplessness, but we are not helpless. We can all play a role in minimizing the spread of this disease, and we can do it with some very basic things that aren't very hard. You know, cough into your elbow. Make sure your cough is covered. Wash your hands. Maintain social distancing. Don't gather in groups of larger than 10 people. And if you don't need to do it, don't gather at all. So, you know, these are basic things, and surely some people would consider them to be a sacrifice, and they are. But compared to the benefit and the effect of taking these measures, it's not that much of a sacrifice.
Agreed, agreed. Good advice, and continuing good advice. Senator, yesterday the governor was on television and in his daily briefing, and he mentioned something called landing the order, and he seemed very frustrated. What does landing the order mean with respect to what's happening?
It's a great question, Rick, and I can speak to that in large part because I am in charge of the Senate's working group on supply chain issues, and we are all dealing with the same problem. We are trying to get enough personal protective equipment for the people that are out there every day protecting our public health, whether they be in hospitals or our first responders. And the problem is there is intense competition to get that personal protective equipment. And so oftentimes folks will promise that they're going to deliver it. We make an order, and the order never arrives. Or we're in the midst of trying to make a contract with someone, and all of a sudden the thing that we're trying to contract for comes off the table. And so it's been very, very frustrating, and I can tell you that the command center and the governor's staff have spent a lot of time, literally around the clock, chasing down offers of available equipment like N95 masks, like ventilators, like swabs, like test kits. And in our office, we've set up a direct channel of communication into the command center, and for the Senate, we are coordinating that information and working with the governor's office and the command center to try to help get that equipment. But I also want to say something else, and you saw yesterday the governor become very passionate toward the end of his press conference about this. There are folks out there that are trying to perpetrate fraud right now, and they are pledging that they have things that they do not have. And I want to send out a very stern warning about this. If you are doing that, or if you are thinking about doing that, please be aware that you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of our ability to prosecute. And yesterday we reached out to the Attorney General's office to enlist their additional support on this, because trying to troubleshoot orders is hard enough right now. Trying to deal with scams makes it even harder. So this is a huge problem, Rick, and if you read the Herald today, you'll see that there's an open letter from the doctors in Boston saying we have to do better with personal protective equipment. We do, but the difficulty is people that are getting in the way by making offers that aren't real, or even worse, trying to conduct scams with regard to public purchase of this equipment?
Well, as my wife would say, there's a special place in hell for people like that. Senator, a couple of more questions, if I might. I talked recently with a friend of mine who was a very staunch conservative, and he was lamenting the fact that the country is closed down, and he was citing statistics about car crashes, the flu. He even brought back the missiles of October. Senator, what do we say to people like that in terms of closing the country? We've done this in Massachusetts, you know, after the Marathon bombing, and it was effective. So how do we combat the, I want to say, the false logic of social media?
That's a good question, Rick, but before we move to that, I want to just respond to your wife's comment and let everyone know that I'm going to try to replicate that place on Earth for anybody that tries to perpetrate a scam, and I'm going to do my level best to do that.
Okay.
So with regard to the measures that are in place, Rick, we are dealing with a virus that is 10 times at least more lethal than seasonal flu. We're dealing with a virus that is highly contagious. And I know that we live in a free society and we cherish our ability to move around freely and do the things we want to do. And particularly on Cape Ann, we live in a beautiful place and we want to have access to social gatherings and the natural beauty around us. So I give the governor a lot of credit that he's been very measured in his response. Some people would like him to go farther. I think he set the right tone of saying, look, we're going to have non-essential businesses close down, conduct their operations remotely if they can, but we're also going to make sure that essential businesses, and by the way, there is a 9-page list of essential businesses, so it's not a small list. We're going to allow people to patronize those facilities, and by the way, in the governor's advisory, he's suggesting that folks stay home and limit their outside activities and their travel when it's not necessary, but that is an advisory, Rick. We are not living in a police state. We are not telling people you can't leave your house. We are not saying you can't drive your vehicle. So this is a balancing act, mm-hmm. and everyone's working hard to maintain the right balance, and I think in Massachusetts we have it.
I think the governor has made that very clear, and unlike a national administration, the Baker-Polito administration has been on right on task, right on the beam, right on the button in terms of explaining this, but also tamping down fear. And having said that, Senator, two governors obviously in this region have stood out incredibly, including Governor Cuomo over New York and also our own Governor Baker. And I just want to ask you a final question. If the president or FEMA or whoever it might be decides to open up the country in what might be considered a little premature manner, does the Massachusetts governor, Baker-Polito administration and the legislature, do you have discretion to say, okay, that's fine, but we still need to keep things closed until we're convinced that it's safe?
So I would argue that we do. There are certainly other opinions that are out there, and if it comes to it, we may have to test the strength of those opinions. But I would be fighting every step of the way for the measures that we need in Massachusetts to protect our residents. And I personally view the president's pronouncement about reopening the country by Easter as aspirational. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a bad goal, mm-hmm. but we can't let that goal get in the way of public health. And in Massachusetts, we'll do everything in our power to make sure we don't interfere with public health measures.
Yeah, it would be great. We're all hoping for that. We're all praying for it. We're praying for you, Senator. Thank you so much for your help, your friendship, and your leadership, and be safe.
Well, thanks, Rick, and I would ask people to extend to their prayers to the first-line responders, all of the folks that are doing their best to protect us right now. They need our prayers. They need our support. And, Rick, thanks to you and MSO Online for being able to help us share information. Please call us in the future. I look forward to being on with you as often as we need to be during this pandemic to keep people informed.
Thank you very much, Senator. Stay safe.
You too, Rick. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. That is the Senate Minority Leader in the Massachusetts Legislature, Senator Bruce Tarr of Gloucester. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.